Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
This episode is about age. Hi, everybody. We know it's been a while since we uploaded our last episode, but we're back now.
Well, listeners, it was all Martha's fault. She spent a whole month in the States. Lucky girl. So she's the one to blame. Just kidding. Hey, Martha, welcome back. How was your trip to Nashville, Tennessee and Austin, Texas?
Amazing. I think I've seen more concerts in that month alone than in the rest of my life.
And you also played a couple of times, didn't you?
Yeah, when I played one of my songs in Nashville, the home of songwriting, well, I was on cloud nine. I was as happy as a child.
As happy as a child, right. And that takes us back to our episode about age. Let's start with childhood, the first period of life.
Okay, what's the difference between a newborn, an infant, and a toddler?
A newborn child is a baby boy or baby girl who is just a few weeks old. They are newly born, a newborn. And when they are a few months old, instead, they are usually referred to as infants. Toddlers are babies who are learning to walk and talk. They're between the ages of 1 and 3 years old, more or less.
Okay, any other words about kids?
A child under school age is called a preschooler.
Oh, I wish I had more memories of those carefree years before school age. Those sweet days spent in the open air, trying to feed as much wildlife as possible.
Were you already fond of animals back then?
Oh yeah, my childhood was all about cats, dogs, birds, lizards, frogs, hedgehogs, even mice. Any little creature was lovely to my eyes and worth feeding.
Well, you're excused. You were a preschooler and you couldn't read the sign saying, "Do not feed the wildlife."
You're right.
Let's move on to that period of time after childhood and before adulthood. Adolescence and youth. When you attend high school or college, you are an adolescent, a youngster. In particular, if your age ranges between 13 to 19, that is, you're in your teens, you're a teenager.
What's next?
Then you are an adult. In your 20s, in your 30s. For example, Marta, you are in your 30s, right?
Yes.
Are you in your early 30s, in your mid-30s, or in your late 30s?
I am not going to reveal that, not even under torture.
Okay, fair enough, okay. Anyway, to be in one's early 30s means to be 31, 32, 33. To be in one's mid-30s means 34, 35, 36. To be in one's late 30s means 37, 38, or 39.
Okay, for the record, I'm not old, just older, like Bon Jovi would say.
Marta, I had no clue you were afraid of getting old, of aging.
No, really, I was just kidding. Growing old implies being wiser, and I like that. Plus, youth is a state of mind. Ain't that what they say?
Yeah, youth is a state of mind. That's what I keep telling my back. It's too early to give up now.
Yeah, that's the same for me. Okay, let's go on.
People from 40 to 60 are usually referred to as middle-aged people, while people over 60 to 65 are called seniors or elderly. For example, Bono Vox from U2 is a middle-aged person. He's in his early 50s, I think. Clint Eastwood is an elderly person. He's in his 80s.
Okay, for example, Sting. Sting is... Oh my, it's hard to believe it, but he's in his 60s now. Should I call that super handsome man a senior?
Yeah, I know. Some people do not look their age. They look younger.
Sting doesn't look his age. Absolutely not. He's like ageless. Hey, speaking of age, I have to call Ashley. It's her birthday. She has finally turned 18.
Turning 18 is an important step in a teenager's life. That's when you come of age.
To come of age?
That means to reach the age at which you have your adult's rights.
Oh, I see. Okay, wait a second. It's getting late and I really have to call her.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Ashley. It's Martha calling.
Martha, is that you? I can't hear a thing. Hello? Hang on, I have to update my status.
Yeah, turn the music down for a second, please. Yeah, that's why I'm calling. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you. Oh, Martha, you know who's here? Do you remember Christopher, the quarterback, and his cousin, Spencer? Oh, and Jennifer has come with her sister. She's wearing pink and silver. Why don't you come and join us? It's the best party ever. And make sure to wear those silver heels. I want to show them to Debbie. She's going to be so jealous.
Ashley, I'm sure it's a great party. Thank you for inviting me. I'm sorry I have to work. But tell me, are you excited to be 18? You're not underage anymore.
Yay, I'm an adult now. Isn't it cool? Oh, and you wouldn't believe what my mother told me this morning.
What is that?
Oh, this is going to blow you away. My mother told me that now I have the right to vote.
Well, actually, I kind of knew that.
Oh, that is so cool. You know what? I already know who to vote for at the next elections.
You do?
Uh-huh, I do. Now that I'm 18, I know all about politics and politicians and political stuff. My mother always rumbles on about having a female president. Like, it's time for a woman to be in charge and gender equality or quality. Whatever.
So, who is your candidate?
Okay. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Rihanna. I know. It's a good idea, right? Because she's, like, always looking good, no matter what she wears. And that's, like, so important for a first lady. She can, like, be a blonde. She could be a redhead. I need to put that on my status.
Ashley, I'm sorry. It's a very bad line. I can't hear you anymore. Ashley?
Well, that's Ashley. She doesn't seem to have grown up a lot, does she?
Oh my, I'm afraid she's 18, but she still behaves as if she were 14 or so.
Oh, she'll figure it out eventually, hopefully. Hey, that reminds me of another expression, to act one's age. To behave according to one's age.
Like in that song by Prince, Kiss, it goes, act your age, not your shoe size. Act your age, not your shoe size.
Yeah. Maybe. What is your shoe size, Martha?
9.
So act your age, 30-something. Don't act like a 9-year-old.
Act your age. Got it.
It's a good rule. Okay, listeners, that's all for now. You can read the transcript of this episode on our website, www.myamericanfriendblog.com. Thanks for liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter, watching our videos on YouTube, and listening to our podcast on iTunes and Podomatic.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend. Whoa!